we are living in the most secular culture I have ever seen.
Sort of next thing I know, we're sitting in my kitchen at home, and she's just crying, saying, you know, I've served God my entire life. Can't he just whisper, I love you, once in a while?
They found 6 reasons that people are leaving the church. Every single one of them was an intellectual reason.
This is the Classical Theism Podcast.
We have to be careful as case makers, understand the arguments, communicate them well, and part of communicating well is not using jargon.
I'm joined by Dr. Michael Rota, by Dr. J.P. Moreland, Brandon Vaught. I'm joined by Dr. Robert A. Delfino.
If I could speak personally for a second as a philosophy professor, I've been teaching in universities for about 20 years. And I hate to put it this way, there's just no way to sugarcoat it, but universities, in my opinion, I'm sure others would disagree, but they're just decaying in general.
Because if Christianity is true, our ultimate flourishing is found in God. And if I'm living a Christian life, I'm more likely to help others grow close to God.
This is something that I tell every student I ever have and every person who ever asks, that science is the study of the handiwork of God.
They really are. There are students fighting each other, screaming, shouting down speakers. There are people who don't believe in truth anymore. They say reason is an oppressive tool. There's postmodernism. Philosophy is laughed at. I mean, it's really bad. And I don't want philosophy to die.
I'm joined by Trent Horn, Carlo Broussard, Dr. Stacy Trisankos.
You can only learn so many things in a lifetime. You can only spend so many hours in a day working on stuff. And St. Thomas Aquinas even talks about that, why there had to be revelation, because some people just don't have time after doing all the laundry and the dishes to learn the theological arguments.
Because if it has some other factor, and it is a composite, this gets back to another Thomistic principle, actually getting back to Plato, right? That every composite being requires a composer, right?
Traditional Christianity, and here I'm really borrowing a lot from Augustine and Thomas, hold that freedom is not less free if God is involved. That means that God working with our will doesn't make us less free. In fact, it can make us more free.
Look, this is a country that's pretty practical-minded. People want to get a degree, get a job, get married, make money. I get that. But I want philosophy to survive. This is one of my personal things. And I've sort of given up hope on the academy. So what I want to do is make philosophy fun, make people see how it's important, how these deep questions in life are important. And hopefully they get some of that. And actually, the real icing on the cake is if you study philosophy long enough, you can actually prove that God exists.
Welcome back to the Classical Theism Podcast, where we glorify the God of classical theism and defend Catholic Christian ideas in conversation. Check it out over at classicaltheism.com/episodes.